Hey everyone, this is Chris Christie, the web admin for pwponderings.com. Having a bridged newscast this week, just a lot of stuff going on, and trying out some new things here at PWP. Of course, Jerome Cuse on our senior editor, right now teaching in China, so trying to shake things up a little bit, add some more content to PW Ponderings. We got some new writers coming on board. Going to get some more guests for the podcast, just lots of stuff, and you know, because we really appreciate the support and we just want to make the website better, particularly as Jerome is busy, so trying to get new reviews up, new guests, that kind of stuff. Actually, tonight I did want to speak with Stutzy of CWF Mid-Atlantic fame. I know that he works with other promotions as well, like like Nova Pro, very involved with the PWI Pro stuff, which includes stuff like PWX, all that. So probably going to talk to him with him on Wednesday. A lot of stuff going on in NXT, like the Revival, No Way Jose, all that kind of stuff going on. And, of course, tonight, as of this recording, the Cruiserweight should have debuted on Raw. I literally just got home thinking about all this stuff in the car, so I haven't really read anything or heard anything about Raw, so hopefully it went well. No idea. Obviously, kind of the big news of that is Cedric Alexander going to be a big part of it. TJP, the Cruiserweight champion, of course. And, yeah, you know, just a lot of stuff, so I hope to talk to Stutzy about that. But, yeah, why don't we just delve right into this? A lot of results, as always, go to pwponderings.com. /results. You can check out all the stuff. Some of the major shows that happened, we want to start off with Nova Pro. Of course, our own Kevin Ford, he is the color commentator for that promotion. They held the Nova Project 2 on Friday, September 16th. You saw the pre-show, John Kerman submitting The Reason with a cross arm breaker. Cutie and the Beast defeated the Bravado Brothers. Bobby Shields defeated Chet Sterling. I'm sure that was a really fun match. Bobby Shields and Chet Sterling, obviously a big part of Nova Pro, and Chet Sterling. You can always check him out on CWF Mid-Atlantic on their YouTube page for their worldwide every Wednesday. Texas Tornado Rules match. Storm of Entrails, Dan O'Hare, and Schlock defeated the Sandwich Squad. Eric Royal defeated David Starr. Frankie Picard, Rayo, and Spitfire Sage Phillips defeated Reed Bentley and the Dixon Line. Jade, Mia Yim, pinned Brittany Blake. Tim Donst defeated Matt Tremont in a relaxed rules match. And in a steel cage match, Logan Easton LaRue defeated Sanjay Dutt. This is a feud that's been kind of going on since, I want to say since the beginning, really, of Nova Pro. So go check them out. As always, they're on Smart Mark Video. Get all of their events. And, of course, talk to Kay Ford about them on Twitter at KFord13. Nova Pro Wrestling returns to Springfield, Virginia on October 22nd with the debut of Dustin, the former Chuck Taylor. Not really sure if we're allowed to call him that legally. But there you go. So we also had AAW on the 16th, defining moment. Some pretty awesome results here. Prince Mustafa Ali defeated Ray Horace. Actually, it was ruled a no contest due to an injury. Sorry about that. The besties in the world, Davey Vega and Matt Fitch, defeated OI4K to retain their AAW tag titles. Josh Alexander defeated Drew Gulak. Heidi Lovelace and Kimberly Lee. I guess the team of Lovely, that's what it says in the notes. I didn't realize they had that official name, but whatever. Defeated the Hooligans. Sammy Callahan defeated Abyss. Andrew Everett, Trevor Lee, and Jack Evans defeated Moose, Desmond Xavier, and AR Fox. Said to be just an amazing match there. Jeff Cobb, you can actually check out some of the slow motion clips up on their Facebook page, and also on the Facebook page for Dave Prazak. Jeff Cobb defeated Matthew Riddle, said to be a really awesome match. It's to get a spot in the 2016 Jim Lynam Memorial Tournament. This is one of the times when I wish that Jerome was here to explain who Jim Lynam was to AAW, but obviously very important to them, and they have really big announcement when it comes to the talents involved. I'll go over that right after this. And then in the main event, Phoenix, he upset Chris Hero with a pile driver. And apparently both men gave incredible speeches about AEW afterwards. And it was apparently a pretty good show. So check them out also at Smart Mark Video. The next two shows, it's going to be a two-day Jim Lynam Memorial Cup tournament. As I said, Friday, October 7th. And then also on Saturday, October 8th. Both of the, one is taking place at Bourbon Street. 115, and the other at the Berwyn's Eagles Club. They have announced that the winner of the tournament will face the AEW Heavyweight Champion at the Windy City Classic 12, always one of their biggest annual shows. I mean, if you don't know about AEW Pro, really a great starting point is always just checking out the Windy City Classic shows, and that's generally my recommendation, and then just following them from there. They've announced The tournament participants: Drew Gulak, Chuck Taylor, Silas Young, Kamui Tachi, Josh Alexander, Brian Cage, Eddie Kingston, Matt Fitchett, Davey Vega, A.R. Fox, and Jeff Cobb. Those were the people they announced over the, I'm assuming at the show, but they've also announced Zack Sabre Jr., Chris Hero, Phoenix, Prince Mustafa Ali, and Chuck Taylor, if I didn't already say that. And yeah, so all those guys are going to be involved. Oh, and Cole Cabana as well. Sorry. I'm looking at the graphics they have and not exactly in the same order. So, but yeah, you can go order the tickets now at AAWrestling.com. So yeah, really stacked tournament, and should be a lot of fun. Ring of Honor held their show on the 16th as well, the first of the Reloaded Tour shows in Pittsburgh for the weekend. Next week they have another Reloaded Tour show as well. So credit to the Observer for these, and the Women of Honor, we had Kelly Klein, Veda Scott, and Britt Baker defeated Mandy Leon, Crazy, Mary Dobson, and Faye Jackson. ACH defeated Will Ferrara, Jonathan Gresham defeated Delirious, Frankie Kazarian defeated Chris Sabin. This was after Kamui Tachi distracted Sabin, and I guess they pulled that Bobby Heenan gimmick, that Sabin got pinned while Kamui Tachi held Sabin's feet down. Alex Shelley defeated Kamui Tachi. The Briscoes defeated Silas Young and Beer City Bruiser, Rowan Hansen, obviously War Machine, and Red Tyson, Kenny King, obviously the Cabinet. Kind of interesting, I mean, I don't know, the Briscoes obviously being the IWGP Heavyweight Champions, they are going to be pushed, and obviously they are the icons when it comes to Ring of Honor, but given what happened on the second night, especially with Silas Young, kind of an interesting, I guess, thing there, but I don't know. I guess it doesn't really hurt you to lose to the Briscoes, but still, I don't know if I would have made that decision. Cheeseburger defeated Chris LaRusso, Leo Rush defeated Caprice Coleman, Jay White defeated Christopher Daniels, Jay Lethal, Dalton Castle, and Colt Cabana defeated the Bullet Club, the Ring of Honor World Champion Adam Cole, and the Young Bucks. It was Colt dropping Nick Jackson on the top turnbuckle, Lethal hitting the Lethal Injection, and Castle finishing Muff with the Bangarang. And this fed into night two for Ring of Honor. And, in Lockport, obviously, we see a little bit more going over with the Bullet Club and what they're doing in Ring of Honor. I mean, they're just kind of running roughshod. So here it goes. The Briscoes defeated Colt Cabana and Dalton Castle. Christopher Daniels, the Ring of Honor, one half of the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, Chris Sabin and Matt Jackson in one three-way match. Then we saw Alex Shelley defeat Nick Jackson and Frankie Kazarian, the other half of the Ring of Honor Tag Champions. The Cabinet of Kenny King, Red Titus, and Caprice Coleman defeated ACH, Jay White, and Leo Rush. Jay Lethal then defeated Silas Young. Kamui Tachi defeated Jonathan Gresham. In a Women of Honor match, Taylor Hendricks and Jessica Havoc defeated Deonna Purrazzo and Mandy Leon. And then we have the Honor Rumble. This consisted of 25 entrants. I don't think I went through all of them, but some of the notes that I got from people there. There was the surprise debut of Bull Dempsey. I think he's going by Bull James now. He was the surprise entrant. The other surprise entrant was Steve Corino, who apparently he was on commentary, as with was Adam Cole. And Adam Cole kind of goaded him into entering it. So that's kind of how that works, that weird little thing that they always have going on. The Young Bucks were also involved. They were eliminated. They eliminated themselves by flying over the top rope to attack the Addiction and Motor City Machine Guns, who were also eliminated by that time. It came down to Jay Lethal and Silas Young, both men who were number one and number two, and Young eliminated him last. And it's kind of a big moment for Silas Young. So he's going to get a future Ring of Honor World title shot. I was also told that Punisher Martinez, he had a few eliminations as well, including one of chokeslamming the Beer City Bruiser on the apron. So obviously we'll see what happens with him. We had two reports of this, and after the Honor Rumble, the Adam Cole came out. He provoked Lethal. The Young Bucks came out. They attacked him, and then they were ran off by the Briscoes, Colt Cabana, and Dalton Castle. One person said that it was kind of an impromptu match, and the other one said that it wasn't, so there you go. But obviously, the Bullet Club versus Ring of Honor still exists, still going on. And I don't know, I mean, for some people it's intriguing. I can't say it's fully captured my attention. I mean, I enjoyed the whole hair-shaving thing as well when it came between Adam Cole and Jay Lethal. At the same time, I don't know, I feel like there could be a few more little nuances here and there that they could be adding to it. And but you know, hey, we'll see where this all heads. You know, there's a bigger storyline here, and when it comes to long storybook, oh, Sorry about that. Long-form storytelling with Ring of Honor, sometimes the end does justify the means, and yet there are times when I will like say, okay, give them the benefit of a doubt, and we'll see where it goes. So, Chikara ran a show. I believe this was also live on their Facebook page. It was at the Wrestle Factory, the Black Goodbye. Princess Kimberly defeated Rock Lobster. Team Big Deal defeated Suplex Steven and Brandon Body Slam. Icarus and Mark Angelo Steady defeated The Colony, Fire Ant and Silver Ant. It was Icarus pinning Silver Ant. Hermit Crab submitted Amasis. Juan Francisco de Coronado and Wani defeated Worker Ant and Bullet Ant. The Batiri defeated Ophidian, Oleg the Usurper, and Heidi Lovelace. And then for the Grand Championship, Hala Wicked retained, pinning Drew Gulak with the Never Wake Up. In an encore match, Dez Poloten defeated Sonny DeFarge and Cornelius Crummles. So check that. Like I said, I think this was live on their Facebook page. Don't know if it's going to be for sale, but it'll probably be on the Chikara Network. So there you go. The other big show that happened, and like I said, you can check out one of our newer reviewers, Eddie Cornelison, reviewing everything New Japan related. So Destruction Night 1 from the 17th. Like I said, you can just go to pwpines.com and check out his full review. But I think the big news coming out of that is that we have a new junior heavyweight champion in Bushi, defeating Kushida. I have not kept up as much after the G1, just kind of not completely burnt out, but, you know, catching up on other things. So I don't know if this was really expected or not. I would say go check out Voices of Wrestling. They do a great job when it comes to running down stuff. New Japan, Eddie does as well for our website. So maybe I'll have him come on and talk about this after a couple more of this tour shows are finished. But yeah, so that's kind of the news there. Like I said, so this kind of a lot of stuff going on. I wanted to point out, you know, I already talked about AEW's next show. CZW also has announced that they have Tangled Web 9 on October 8th. That's going to be right after their TV tapings earlier in the afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Flyers Skate Zone. They're taping two episodes of CZW TV. Those are free. You can go to that. Tangled Web, probably not free. But that's taking place, like I said, October 8th. In the Tangled Web match, Tim Dons to Alex Colon, Danny Havoc, and Ricky Shane Page. And then the new CZW World Heavyweight Champion, Jonathan Gresham, going up against Homicide. More matches to be announced. AIW has a big show coming up. It is the whole shebang. It is their farewell to Johnny Gargano. It's taking place this Friday on the 23rd. They obviously, Johnny Gargano is going to be there. They have the former Hornswoggle, Tracy Smothers, Josh Prohibition, their absolute champion, Britt Baker, Sanjay Dutt, Candice LeRae, Colin Delaney, Intense Champion Alex Daniels, Tracy Williams, Space Monkey, Joey Janela, Dick Justice, Sean Schultz, Lewis Linden, Marty Bell, Gregory Iron, and more. Obviously, the big focus there is the farewell to Johnny Gargano. And we should have live results from that. Don't know if they're going to be posted live, but I know that our own Reese is going to that. So go check that out. And kind of the last bit of news here, Beyond Wrestling's Midas Touch on the 2nd of October. You can go get tickets now. Look, Mono fans. It's the first time ever match of Ricochet versus Tessa Blanchard, Michael Elgin versus John Silver, also in a first time ever, War Machine versus The Hit Squad, Matthew Riddle versus Jaka, Keith Lee versus Brian Malonis. Deonna Purrazzo is going to be in a WWR, the Women's Wrestling Revolution Showcase match. Also, Jordynne Grace is going to be a part of a showcase match. And then they did just announce that, what is it here? Never really realized that they went through this, but the American Destroyers, Donovan Dijak and Mikey Webb, they're going to debut for Beyond Wrestling at Midas Touch. So yeah, so lots of exciting stuff going on. Like I said, check out pwponderings.com. We got some new reviews. We actually have one of our newest writers right now, Sweet Williams. He has come on the team to review Progress Wrestling. He told me that they have a big show coming up, so he wanted to get his review up of Chapter 35, The Riding Nirvana on Other People's Bag. So check out that review up on the website. And yeah, like I said, an abridged version this week. We'll be back next week, probably with a full team or whatever it is we end up doing here. But of course, we always appreciate all the support from you guys. And you know, like I said, keep using the high spots links. We'd really appreciate it if you could just bookmark it, pwponderings.com/highspots. And every time you buy from high spots, it helps give back. In fact, right now you can pre-order the Battle of Los Angeles, and I think all the cover art is in there. I'll probably include this in the notes for the podcast. But yeah, go check them out. And as always, leave a 4 or 5 star review on iTunes and Stitcher. We're also on TuneIn if you listen to us through there. Really appreciate it. So yeah, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again real soon.